Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The Montana Environmental Information Center has sued the State Department of Justice. It claims the department is violating the organization's right to know under the Constitution by withholding communications between the department and the Canadian coal mining company Teck Coal, whose selenium pollution is flowing downstream into Montana. A new government rule just went into effect in which, in the not-too-distant future, two out of every three vehicles sold by American manufacturers must be electric. Will Huffman at the American Petroleum Institute says that's a problem.
There are about 120 public access chargers in Montana. This certainly doesn't seem like enough to go around in terms of what's going to be required in Montana. Last year, there were about 1 million vehicles sold. 3,000 were electric vehicles. So we're well shy of 1%. What Montanans are buying, what they're driving, what they require, what they want, what they need, doesn't all match what's going to be available.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are all a human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help. And that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated. And in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.